Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Hello, Galway player. How are you?
Wonderful, Chris. How are you?
Good. I don't believe you're lying, by the way. I just I know that other people would level that accusation against you. I don't ever... I actually think you are, in my words and the words of many, Ireland's top male dating expert. And that's why you're on the show with us every week. How has your week been?
Really good. Good fun. Couple of dates. Bit of a few blogs. The usual. Living the dream, buddy. Living the dream.
Well, that's good. Good. I'm glad to hear it. I notice you seem like you had a lot of big glitzy events on Twitter as well. So you seem to be hanging around with a lot of hot ladies. So I think the proof is in the pudding there.
I think I'm moving up in the celebrity echelons of Ireland. I think I'm up around W or...
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You've gone up a few letters. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. C or D in Galway, but you know, East Coast now, and just I'm moving.
Sure, you'd probably be more than a C or D in Galway player.
Actually, yeah, no, I'm an A lister.
Yeah, you'd be, I'd imagine, an A or a B lister in Galway. But you did right. I mean, you'll get to the A list eventually, I feel, because you come on and you give the men of Ireland, I would say, inimitable and unique advice. I mean, you hear lots of dating columns and advice and blah, 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 but I'll tell you, none of it is like the Galway player's advice. None of it is as honest or as insightful or as real and applicable as the Galway player's advice. So the Galway player, his, and all of those things as well, I guess. His Twitter is at Galway player. His website is galwayplayer.com. And as well as that, he has a book, Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. You should get yourself a copy. You should read it every night before bed and give it a little kiss as you are going to sleep. Galway player, you come on every week. You always have advice for us. You always have, you know, kind of tricks, or not even tricks, but tips and kind of lifestyle choices. And ladies, I say this every week, this is not a wasted experience for ye. You are in the opposing team's dressing room. You get to hear all the team talks. This benefits everybody. Galway player, what are we going to learn this week?
You know, we're all at different stages in our life. I'm still at the shift and drift, well, ride and flight stage in my life, and I'm happy to be doing that. So the past few years, I've been enjoying Tag Rugby for what it is, an opportunity to meet women. Obviously, few losers out there that take it serious, to train for it and to get there, but I play proper sports, real sports, men's sports, to get that out of my system.
Tag Rugby to me is what everyone does when they're in college.
No, absolutely not. The age profile is all around my age, mid to late 20s. And even there is older ones. There is older ones. And it's just a great way to get out there. I suppose Galway is, that's a bit smaller, easier to get out. But I know it happens in a lot of places around the country. And it's just a brilliant way. See, if you can see a girl when she's wearing a pair of shorts, she's sweating, you know, it's like what she's going to wake up as the next morning. And if you still find her attractive, you know, it's way better than when you go to a nightclub or on a first date. Like, first dates are so fake, really. It's like a job interview. We all lie the whole way through them. Whereas on the rugby pitch, you get to see what someone is really like. Sport really defines people. I judge people by their sporting convictions. So if a guy doesn't like soccer, I don't like him as a person. Chris, you're an exception.
Thank you. I don't dislike soccer.
Chris
Irish soccer. I really do firmly support the Irish team.
You still hold the grudge against Thierry Henry.
I still do. I hope he dies. But anyway, continue. Sorry, Galway player. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, you can learn an awful lot about a person when they're on the sports field. So in the same way, you can learn an awful lot about girls. And I've identified a number of different types of women that are on the, you know, on the circuit, shall
sure,
we say.
Sure.
You want to come across time and time again at Tag Rugby, and this has stood up over the years. So I'm just going to go through them for new people that are joining Tag Rugby, and it depends what kind of girl you're looking for, what you're looking for in your own life. If you're looking for relationships, one night stands, whatever you want, you're going to get them out at Tag Rugby, because obviously it's thousands of people taking part over the summer, and it's going to be an absolute, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful occasion. So I'd encourage people to get involved and watch out for the different types of women. So the first category that I have identified are the princesses. Couple of them there tonight now, right? So they've more makeup on than the average girl would have going out.
Okay, sure.
And they're just there to be seen, standing on the sidelines, doing their nails, looking hot, distracting, trying to distract the likes of me. No real interest. They're just there to be seen, okay? They know it's the social event of the summer. They'll be there for the big nights, the barbecues, the fancy dress, all that kind of stuff.
This is my problem with Tag Rugby, though.
What?
But I feel like
a great thing. That's why I love it.
I think that it's not a sport like that. It's like, oh, it's the cool thing to do.
Yeah, they're just standing around looking pretty, yeah. basically. Is that right, Galway player? Yeah,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
cool.
Well, I run around the pitch looking pretty. So
yeah,
I mean,
I guess. Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Then, see, the other end of the spectrum is the muck savages. So you have these women that are mad to get stuck in, pure annoyed that they weren't allowed to play with the lads all the way up. So they stopped on under 14. So they, lazy players, I call them, they'd rather go through you than around you. Mad for belting and smashing. So they're pure tomboys, play a bit of camogie, you know, just big shoulders, getting stuck into you. They could injure you, you know, if you got distracted. Say you'd be waiting for a rollback and you see some unbelievable blonde in a few stretches on the sideline. Ball pops into your hand, this one could level you before you know what's going on. So just be careful. These kind of girls are out there. They need to be, you know, they are going to be, you have to be conscious of them when you're taking part.
Yeah, they're going to be a little more aggressive, as you say. They won't be like that dainty woman you were talking about who isn't really exactly, there to exert right. herself physically in any way.
The princess.
Yeah.
Now another type, and you know, one of my favourites, I call these the meerkat. They're always looking around furtively, trying to see who's there, trying to be spotted. These are the girls that are mad for plenty of fish. Every time you log in, you're going to see them online. They'll message a hey there, these stupid messages. But they're going outside their comfort zone, okay? They're making this extra effort because they know this is where guys are. They know this is a good way of getting in touch with them, you know, getting knocked over or getting the tag taken off them. Oh, bit of flirting, you know, like, oh, good ball handling skills, all the usual stuff, amazing. Can't believe you scored so many times on me tonight. You know,
sure.
The classic lines that the likes of me is able to pull off. So these girls are putting themselves in a position, they're getting, as I say, out of their comfort zone. They're not sporty, but, you know, it's better than sitting at home watching the soaps for the other six nights, like they do the other six nights of the week in their pyjamas from 6 o'clock, as we discussed last week.
Question about these ladies, Galway player. By the way you describe them, I take it they're kind of almost letting you win when they play the sport. Are they like they're really not trying at all?
No. The score, they rarely remember the score or even who they're playing against after the game.
Okay. Yeah,
how do you get on? I can't. No, this. Like, I'm playing it for years. This is. See, you know, I've said this before and it stands up. This is why I'm so proud of what I've written, like even that book. I think in years and years to come, people are going to be reading this book and say, this could have been written last year. It's an amazing insight into human psychology.
It's going to stand the test of time, Galway player.
Timeless advice. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's going to be like To Kill a Mockingbird, really. We're still reading that, aren't we?
Not here. Anyway.
Shakespeare.
What are the other
Yeah, it might not survive half a century or half a millennium, but you never know, yeah.
You have to be optimistic, here, Chris.
True.
The last category, and there was one of them tonight, and it frustrates me to no end. Dummies. Now, I don't understand these people. I don't know why they're playing or what they're doing. And again, this year, my application to the organisers were rejected. Okay, these are women that are already in relationships and not prepared to cheat.
You call them dummies?
Wow. Yeah, well, they're like, you see them, you chat them up, have the crack with them, have a bit of banter, flirt with them, and then you find out there's no hope because they're not going to go anywhere with you.
So they can't play tag rugby because they're in a relationship. Do you realise how stupid that sounds?
No.
And the fact that you also call them dummies in the category.
They should have different coloured tags. That's all I'm asking. So that straight away, we know who's single and who's not single,
right.
Okay? That's all I'm asking for. It just saves a lot of time because you could be chasing after this cracker for half the match and then find out she's married, 3 or 4 kids, and, you know, no hope. And then this decent bird that you know is going to be all about you but you haven't had the time to put in is gone off with someone else. Like, it's just one of, you know, it's first world problems, but I mean, these are the issues that players like me are coming up against every week.
Players,
and I'm just trying
to. Premier League.
Like. No, he means players in player.
Premier League of dating.
Yeah. Galway player.
Sure.
Hey, Galway player, no, I get what you're saying. I think by dummies, you more mean that as in they're wastes of time, as in they're not correct avenues.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah,
that's what he means,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all right. Oh, Chris, thank God you sorted that for me.
No, but as in, he doesn't mean that they're idiots.
I've had enough.
No, he doesn't mean they're idiots. He means that they're like.
These are lovely women. Some of them, these are my friends. What I'm saying is that they're like, you know, there's no opportunity for me to go any further with them. So
they are wastes of time.
If there were single people playing in place of them, it would be better.
It would absolutely, Galway player.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
No, look, Galway player, I hear you completely. I agree. I know exactly what you're saying. Galway player, I think you've given some great insight into the different types of people that you are going to meet when you're playing any kind of physical or sporting activity. And, you know, I will say one thing as well that I've noticed. and I don't use these online dating sites, and I'm not trying to say that to be cool, I just genuinely don't, but I've noticed on Twitter, girls who put up photos of themselves after they've run marathons, I think then you get an idea of what they actually really, you know,
look like.
As in, because they will look themselves. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, you won't. You look absolutely and utterly ridiculously sweaty. You're going to be red in the face. Your hair is going to be put up in a way that you usually would never put it up.
But it shows off who they, you know.
No, as in, the only thing is you'll be wearing no makeup.
And that stays, Kira.
Yeah, so you have, Goy Player. I see you've seen an awful lot. Goy Player, thank you for coming on. I know you're a busy man, so we'll let you go. Your Twitter is @GoyPlayer, @GoyPlayer, as well as that. Your website is GoyPlayer.com, GoyPlayer.com, and of course, your book, Shift and Drift, The Goy Player's Guide to Dating, is in all good bookshops right now. Goy Player, as always, thank you for coming on this evening.
Absolute pleasure, Chris.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.